from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Henrico police are investigating after a body was found in the county's north side, and an update on the air quality of the Central Virginia region. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. It's brought to you today by the Women's Business Center of RVA.
And now for the news.
Henrico police are investigating after a badly decomposed body was found not far from Richmond Raceway in the 4300 block of Carolina Avenue late last week. The body was found in the woods. Police say it's unclear whether the person was male or female or even what age or race the person was. They continue to work to determine that person's identity. The Virginia Department of Education has developed a new Spring Standards of Learning parent report that's aiming to provide parents with details about their children's performance in a clear format. The reports are available to parents whose students have already completed their spring SOLs and can be obtained directly from their child's schools, according to VDOE. The reports include information on academic progress with bar graphs and simple performance descriptions for each question type. They also inform parents if their child's test scores show that the child might need additional support or is considered at risk of falling behind, or if the child is performing on grade level or above. The Richmond region has received a B grade for ozone pollution, with best ever results for the fourth consecutive year, according to the American Lung Association's State of the Air report. It found that the ozone pollution levels in Richmond were the 116th highest in the nation. The B grade was unchanged from last year, a little worse than a past decade of reports that placed the metro area among the nation's cleanest for the measure. The report evaluates the exposure to unhealthy levels of ozone air pollution during a three-year period. This recent report was based on data collected between 2020 and 2022. Well, this Saturday, Henrico Schools will again host its Drive the Bus career event at Glen Allen High School for applicants who are thinking about becoming bus drivers. You get to test drive a school bus and learn more about the responsibilities of bus drivers and how they are paid. The event will be held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's open to everyone 21 and older. Candidates for full-time and substitute driver positions must have a valid Virginia driver's license and be able to obtain a CDL Class B instructional permit or hold a CDL Class B license with endorsements in passenger transportation, school bus, and air brakes. If you want to attend and drive a bus, you should register in advance online. We have a link on our website right now if you search for this article at henricocitizen.com. A traffic alert in Henrico's West End. VDOT today will begin to move traffic onto the rehabilitated northbound lane of the Skipwith Road Bridge over I-64. A temporary traffic signal will be in place on the approach to the bridge, and existing traffic signals at the intersection of Skipwith Road and Anoka Road will remain in place. A barrier wall will be put up in the area to delineate traffic during the next phase of the bridge rehab work. And a reminder that May 1st, that's Wednesday, is the last day that you can submit your individual income tax returns in Virginia. Virginia tax officials are encouraging people to file electronically and set up direct deposit to receive any refunds to expedite the process. There is also an automatic six-month filing extension available if you miss the deadline, but interest and penalties can accumulate if the tax is not paid in full by Wednesday. You can learn more right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. The Women's Business Center RVA is helping to build successful and innovative women-owned businesses, and now it's ready to help yours. The Women's Business Center is celebrating its fifth anniversary by offering its WBC RVA toolkit for just $25 per month. It includes free weekly co-working every Thursday, a monthly seminar, group coaching, and other resources. To learn more about this offer or other events from the Women's Business Center, call 804-921-3844 or visit wbcrva.com.